Greetings and welcome to In the Spotlight podcast. My name is Bill Cummings, and this is a podcast where I discuss the lives and work of interesting figures, artists, and authors. Today, I am joined by Alicia Scott.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Not too bad. Sun's gone in, but...
I know, I was hoping that we were going to have sun for at least the rest of this week, but heavy showers are happening, so maybe not.
Yeah, back to normal sort of spring weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing sort of work-wise?
Good, yeah. So I'd just come off tour with Lila IK. I was opening the show around the UK. So that's been really fun. Lots of work, nice. Lots of travelling, but really fun. And we've just finished A Slice, which is the Welsh language version of The Voice. So yeah, it's been a busy start to the year, but I cannot complain because it's been fun.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You seem to have a lot of, you know, that's kind of the reason, partly the reason I wanted to get you on. I've been enjoying your music, and also you seem to have a lot going on, so I thought it was prime for a podcast, really. You mentioned about your new single. Well, I'm mentioning about your new single. I believe it did really well in the reggae chart. Is that right?
Yeah, so we were the first Welsh language single to have a number one on the iTunes reggae chart, which was definitely amazing for me.
And is it your first song in Welsh, isn't it? So that's right.
Yeah, my first release in Welsh. So that was quite nerve-wracking, but also really exciting because it's something I've wanted to do for quite a long time now.
Yeah. And does that, like, suggest any future direction? You're going to do a whole album in Welsh, or is it going to be just
well,
see how you
talks.
Feel?
We've got a remix of a song, a garage remix of a song coming out this coming Friday. And then after that, we've got another single ready to go, another Welsh single. I want to do a project in Welsh, so maybe an EP, or I would really like to do an album if time and plans allow. So, yeah, hopefully there will be a Welsh language project. I'd really like to do that.
Yeah, it's a big commitment, isn't it, an album? I noticed your first one you sort of spent, it said a decade and a half. It's a good culmination of anyway. But
I think it was 5 years for the first
one. Oh, okay. Maybe I'm getting that wrong.
Not that long.
It's probably half a decade then.
Yeah.
Sorry, my fault. Yeah, and I really like the single actually, and it translates us from the heart, doesn't it? And I get as well as obviously the reggae and the dub influence, I get a bit of a lover's rock thing there. I don't know, just for me.
Definitely. So you know. I'm a big lover's rock fan, and I feel like even if I'm not trying to, that kind of comes out in the music anyway. Yeah. And that is obviously the British home of reggae, is lover's rock was the foundation. So yeah, I think there's a lot of that in my music.
Yeah, there was a lot of great singles in the 60s, 70s, sort of lovers rock, reggae. Yeah, definitely into the charts. And you mentioned there's going to be a remix as well. Who's that by?
Yeah, so Martin Kinnear has done the remix for us. The song's originally produced by Pendub, who's okay. A producer from Bangor. So, yeah, just a collaboration of creatives. We'd love to see it. And it's really nice. The garage remix is proper, like Shola Ammer kind of garage vibes, which I love.
Yeah, she sort of had a moment there, didn't she?
Yeah.
You also, as you mentioned, you were also a judge on the Welsh version of The Voice. How was that? And did you find any sort of Welsh talents that you excited you?
It was an amazing journey and definitely blessed to be able to be a part of it. But I think being a coach has just blown my mind because... you know, sometimes on talent shows, you get a few people who may not be up to the same standards as everybody. But honestly, the talent was phenomenal. Every single person was amazing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of talent in Wales, isn't there, as well?
Oh, absolutely. Land of song for a reason, because everyone blew my mind. And there were people there who had never been on stage before, and they were just literally blowing it out of the water. Amazing.
Yeah, and I think I've seen clips. Is it like similar setup to the English version as well?
Is it just it's pretty much exactly the same, but just in Welsh language.
Oh, okay, excellent. And that's really important, isn't it, to give a platform to Welsh music, really, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's been helpful for Welsh music. And obviously, taking it to somewhere like The Voice means they're on a bigger stage globally. And there's people from all around the world watching it too. And now some people didn't even realise it was a Welsh language. And now they're fully invested in the programme. And now they listen to Welsh language music. And I love it.
Yeah. And you've also, I think you were on Radio Wales a few years ago, weren't you? And also you've been on One Extra and studying for David Rodigan as well.
So I'm still on Radio Wales Thursday. Still there. And then I cover for David Rodigan when he's away on One Extra.
Excellent. So does that help you explore your musical passions as well?
Yeah, I think with David Rodigan's show, obviously he is just phenomenal. So I am very aware when I cover that I've got to come with the big stuff. But it's really nice because I'm an actual reggae nerd, and it means I get to go deep into the realms of reggae and really, you know, just bring out all my reggae facts and knowledge and all that stuff.
Yeah, because I suppose standing in for a legend like him, it's like there's a bit of an expectation, isn't it? His audience are going to have, like, you know, a real knowledge of reggae, sound system, culture and stuff. So
yeah, but I think it also allows me to have fun with it because I know that's what the audience want to hear.
Yeah.
And David's amazing. He's really shown belief in me. So I feel like if I've got that cosign, then I'll be fine.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a legend. My mum loves him as well.
He's amazing.
Yeah, and does a lot of shows himself, doesn't he, as well? A lot of DJing and stuff. So with your Radio Wales show, is it more of a mixture of sounds? Because obviously you've got the playlist, haven't you, with Radio Wales?
Yeah. So I do a bit of a mixture. I do lots of reggae still, because that's like my foundation. But I also play lots of different stuff as well. I like to play a new Welsh artist, just new artists in general. And then sometimes we might dive into a bit of R&B, soul, funk, Motown, just wherever we fancy, really.
Sounds great. I really enjoyed your debut album as well, Windrush Baby. You work with legendary production and sound system fella Rory Stonelove. How was that experience? Did I also hear you went over to Jamaica? Is that right? Or am I remembering?
Yeah, that's right. So most of the album was recorded in Jamaica. Part of the vocals was done in my bedroom in Cardiff, and then some of it was recorded in London as well. But yeah, Rory's a genius. It was really nice to like really open up a side of production I hadn't really seen in such entirety before and be able to be around that. And in like obviously in Jamaica, the home of reggae, was amazing.
Yeah, I bet. It's steeped in it, isn't it? And I like the idea of the story that the album tells as well, because that is like a common story, isn't it? Especially, you know, a lot of areas of Cardiff, you know, there's been a lot of emigration into Cardiff over the last, you know, hundreds of years. but it's just, I find it a really refreshing way to tell that story from a personal perspective.
Yeah, I think there's lots of us here, lots of Windrush babies in Cardiff and Wales, but I think it's not always known or not always talked about, so I feel like part of my mission is also to bring light to that as well, be able to tell the story.
Yeah, that's right. And I was reading it did actually trouble me a little bit, the interview you did with BBC Wales. Is it BBC Wales? Or you did an interview on BBC Wales, didn't you? And then it was on the website. Yeah, I suppose that links to that. If you get sort of singing in Welsh and people come at you with like a discriminatory idea of what Welsh, you know, is, and putting that back over, that telling your story, that it's like Wales is it's a melting pot like everybody else in Britain, you know. So
exactly. In Jamaica, we have a phrase, "out of many, one people," and I feel like that applies to Wales as well. And for me, the reason why I do is to tell the story, but also for young people who look like me to be able to see themselves and see a space for themselves and what they want to do. So, it's really important for me to keep going.
Yeah, that's really positive, because, like, you need somebody, you know, you need people who look like you or sound like you to feel like you can give it a go, isn't it, sometimes? Because especially music and the arts, it can feel a little bit like elitist or like a little bit like that's not for me. But if you see somebody who, you know, you identify with, or you know, then it's really inspiring.
Definitely.
I suppose that's links to your work with The Voice as well. It's like mentoring people as well, is like even further into that, isn't it? So
Yeah, for me, on The Voice was definitely about representation, but representation in many forms too. So representation in terms of diversity, but also I wanted people who are learning Welsh, no matter who you are or where you come from, to see someone learning and know that it's okay to be a learner. You don't have to be perfect. And in turn, I feel like we've encouraged lots more people to either just be confident in their learning or start learning Welsh, which is amazing for me.
Yeah, because it can be a bit intimidating. I've been learning for years. Because when I was at school, we didn't really get taught Welsh, which is a bit mad, really, back in the day. But like, if you go to certain places in Cardiff, like this, like a Welsh community or whatever, it can be a bit intimidating if you don't speak much, you know?
Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's always been kind of like a pressure for people learning Welsh, that it must be perfect. But I kind of want to take that away and just encourage people to just learn. It doesn't have to be perfect. You don't have to do it overnight. But just starting and going forward with it is the most important thing.
Yeah, something in lockdown I started was Duolingo Welsh.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's almost like a game in a way. I feel like it can help you, you know, recognize certain words and stuff. But maybe speaking it is probably, you know, more important. But, you know, it helps. All these things
anyway, happen. Anyway is a way, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and also, you know, it's just like getting used to the words, isn't it? And some of the words, you just don't like, how do I say that? And how do I put my views across? Because so in Welsh, some words they don't have words for. So it's like English, isn't it? So it's like it can be like a mixture of things. So, what are your future plans then? Are you still working on new material or?
Someone has just turned on a power mower outside the house.
I can't hear it. It's fine. It's
you
fine.
Can't. That's okay. Oh. So future plans with music. Just to make more music, we've got lots more releases coming. Hopefully some more projects. We've got lots more videos on the go as well. And lots more TV presenting. I want to do a bit more of that stuff, more radio, and hopefully a little bit of acting as well.
Nice. So you know, multi-talented, just like dipping into different things, is it?
Or yeah, there's never a dull moment, to be honest with you. I think it's just like a creative as a whole. You have creative brain, it's a blessing and a curse. And sometimes it just makes you want to try all different things. So, yeah, I just have to go with it for now.
Yeah, I find that as well, because it's like I'm sort of endlessly creative, but it's finding that thing that you can develop, isn't it, sometimes? Because you can try different things and it's like, oh, maybe I'm not so good at that, but I need more experience in that, you know, but...
I think I'm also knowledgeable as to what's not for me, though. I don't always listen to, oh, then let me try this. But I will give something a word if I think it's within my means. Is that the phrase I want to go with?
Yeah, and often, like, again, the arts or music or whatever, people like to pigeonhole people. They're like, well, she's a singer, so that's it, you know. It's like, but often people who are creative, like, they just try their hand at different things because it's like, it's all within the world, isn't it? And like, I started off as a music journalist like 10 years ago, I wouldn't be doing a podcast. So,
Yeah, you just got to, and also I feel it's a natural progression. I don't set my mind on like, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I just see what happens when we get there and go from that.
Yeah, that's a really refreshing way of approaching it, you know? I don't think there should be any boundaries, really.
There's not. I think other people put boundaries on you. You have to be the one to just go with what you want to do and what feels the best for you.
Mm. And going back to The Voice a little bit, or just generally, are there any new artists you're enjoying at the moment? Could be Welsh, could be from other places.
Well, there's loads. Obviously the winner of A Slice, Rose Data, she was in my team, but her voice is phenomenal. And I know she's going to be releasing some music, hopefully not too far in the future. So I'm definitely excited for that. I love Mared. She's not technically a new artist, but I'm just obsessed with the music. She's amazing. Who else? There's loads. Mace the Great, Lem Frack, it's all going on. I feel like Wales has just got some amazing stuff happening right now.
Yeah, and I believe I read the other day that there's going to be a Black Welsh Music Awards starting.
Yes.
I've read about
that. It's in October.
Oh, excellent. So I've just read the headlines, so I haven't got many more information than that. But are you aware of what's going to happen with that? Around, is there going to be any events or anything?
I'm not 100% sure of the plans. I just have heard that's happening.
It's positive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely positive. And it's nice that we've got a big scene of Black creators in Wales now to facilitate having an awards. It's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Because, like, you know, 20 years ago, you might not have seen that, you know? So that's really definitely positive. Not to say there weren't people out there doing things, but you don't always get there. And you've got organisations like TAN now and... the work the captain does, a lot of work, great work, captain and stuff. So and Dave Acton as well in the North Wales. So I gotta give these guys shouts out, you know.
Absolutely. Because they're phenomenal people. Yeah, doing the Lord's work.
They've done some great work. I got a list of what's on captain stage at Focus Wales this year the other day. So definitely be heading to Long to some of that. Are you going to Focus Wales this year?
I am going to Focus Wales this year. I'm going to be one of the speakers on towards the weekend this year. I'm quite excited because the lineup looks phenomenal. So I'm just going to try and cram in as much as I can whilst I'm there, because I'm only doing a short visit this time.
Yeah, it's always amazing, isn't it? I don't know how many times you've been, but it's like...
Is this my third time or fourth time now?
Yeah, I've been five or six times, and it's an incredible event. Like, and it, like you said, it's just how much you could fit in, isn't it? It's like so much, you know.
Yeah. And also, while we're speaking about giving props to people, massive props to Andy and the team as well, because they do so much for Welsh artists. It's amazing. And quite literally around the world as well.
Yeah, they do a lot of things South by Southwest, Sweden. Taking Welsh artists all around the world, aren't they? Definitely Andy and... Andy and Sarah and the whole team, definitely. Props to them. Yeah,
absolutely.
They're great people, and I'm really blessed as well that they've allowed us over the years to choose some acts as well for our own stage. So I'm really thankful to them, really, for including us. What's your talk going to be on? Or are you deciding that?
So we're going through it at the moment. I think it's more to be around as kind of like a delegate through the mixers and see just to speak with the artists and upcoming artists and see how they feel over the weekend.
Mm. Yeah, there's so many people there, isn't it? It's good to make contacts as well, isn't it? I mean, I've met different people at Focus Wales each year, and then I ended up doing work with them. And Anique's...
She's fabulous.
I think it was last year. Yeah, it was last year. Time goes so quickly. I did an interview with her off the back of that, so that was great. You know, I'd never met her before, so it's funny. You know, it's like
he's a great artist and creative as well.
Meeting Rex was like, you know, yeah. And then I've met some like really great Canadian artists there as well. So it's just
never know what you're going to find at Focus Wales. I love it.
No, it's brilliant, isn't it? And it's like the way you can just stumble upon things. I find it's like, I find it an amazing event every year, really. I'm really looking forward to it. So what else have you got? It sounds like you're really busy. You've got new music, you've got broadcasting, radio shows, all sorts going on. So you got any more shows lined up this year?
We're festivals galore this year. We're going to be at In It Together, City Splash. I think we're going to do some European shows as well. We're just confirming a few, and then basically all across the country throughout the summer, which is really exciting.
Excellent. And what's the best outdoor festival you've been to?
I couldn't possibly choose. I love lots of them.
Well, what about anybody you've seen that sort of stood out at a festival? What about that?
Oh, that's a hard question. It's because I've seen so many different acts of different genres and all the things.
I bet.
A standout for me actually was Six Music Festival. I think it was maybe 3 years ago when Little Sims came to Cardiff.
Oh, yeah.
And she was phenomenal. Her band didn't miss a beat. It was insane. That really stuck out for me.
Yeah, she's really inspirational as well, isn't she? Oh, talking about people who've got like different talent. She was on Top Boy as well.
Yeah.
Before that, she'd released quite a few really great albums and mixtapes and stuff.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She is an inspiration, I think, to a lot of people. Like, her music's great as well, but it's also, she is just like a brilliant talented artist, isn't she, and a person. So
absolutely.
It's like it goes beyond. So you've got these shows lined up. You mentioned about mentoring. Would you like to do more mentoring in future? Would you like to? Do you like to work with like people who are coming up and sort of collaborate with them?
Yeah, I think it's important because I feel like I would have liked to have had someone who could have done that for me growing up. I mean, I was really lucky in I had really amazing youth workers in Cardiff and Newport around to help. So if I can just be a help to a young artist coming up who would like to know more, then I really enjoy doing that.
Mm. Yeah, definitely. It's something I've thought about as well. It's like as you go through things, as time goes on, you think to yourself, well, how could I help somebody who was in my position, you know, like 20, 30 years ago? So, because I remember when I went to a careers advisor, I was like, oh, I want to be a journalist. They were like, maybe you should follow a different direction. Quite a hard industry to get into. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to know which way to go rather than everything being the hard way around, you know?
Exactly. I think sometimes we can, or, you know, in the past, maybe people put up barriers to things.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you just, especially in this era, you know, where you can, you know, start a podcast yourself or just start writing yourself or, you know, become an influencer on YouTube or, you know, Instagram or whatever it is, you can actually do it yourself. If enough people believe in what you're doing or, you know, are interested in what you're doing and you just keep going and get it better at it, then hopefully
you can
carve your own niche a little bit. Doesn't have to always be like, oh, you have to go to London and, you know, because that was the idea when I was, you know, when I was in university, it was like, oh, well, to do this, you have to work in music, you have to go to London, you have to do this and you have to do that. I just don't think that's true anymore, you know, so.
No, I think it's like you said, just start where you are. I think we've got the platform. I think we've got the platforms now when we can start on our own terms with what we want to do and build things ourselves, which is nice.
Yeah, definitely. And it also, it's more reflective of like the local music scenes really, rather than it used to be, you know, not to be down on London, but it used to be a little bit more like, you know, what was going on in London, you know, and then everything else often sometimes got ignored a little bit, you know, but now it seems to be more coming out the other way, you know, where it'll come out of the local scenes. You got a lot of cool stuff coming out of Ireland, you know, you got a lot of cool stuff coming out of Manchester, Liverpool, you know, Scotland. And Wales, you know, so seems to be more like bottom up rather than top down, you know, which is good.
I just feel like there's just growth throughout the whole of Wales, which is amazing.
For sure. And there's a, I believe, I don't know if it's actually reopened, the new Moon Club as well is doing a lot of good events, isn't it? It's going to be anyway.
Yeah, I did a show there last weekend on Saturday. It's just really nice vibes. It's nice to see the audience in. I think we had pretty much a full house.
Nice.
So it's nice to see people out supporting. And they've changed the layout a bit, which I find really helpful.
Okay.
I feel like you can connect with the audience a lot more.
Yeah, because that was one of the problems with it before. It was a little bit awkward.
Yeah.
But I understood why. Cost, isn't it, often? But
yeah
I haven't had a chance to go yet, but I definitely look forward to. And you've got these festivals, but do you have like a full tour or is that... Is that something you're going to think about when you've got more new music or how's it?
So we're working on it at the moment. I'd like to do an acoustic tour next year.
Oh, nice.
Because I feel like I like to sing everything, really. Reggae is my home, but I do like to sing like big soulful numbers. And I feel like I'd like to just kind of break that down a little bit and go on tour and do something a little bit different.
When you say soulful numbers, what do you mean? Sort of 60s, 50s?
No, just as in like from the soul songs.
Soul
like
versions.
Songs.
Yeah, I get you. Okay, nice. And what other genres do you dip into? Any jazz or anything? What, you know, would it tend to be like a mixture of stuff on the, if it was acoustic set?
So basically, predominantly, I'm a reggae artist, but I do dip into different styles of maybe a jazz, maybe R&B, maybe garage. Just depends if I like the song, basically.
Nice.
But Yeah, so it would just be kind of like a breakdown of predominantly the reggae songs I already have.
Nice. And is there anybody, see, some of these are generic questions, but is there anybody you'd love to work with, you know? I mean, obviously, there's probably a lot of local, you know, artists or people, but like, who would be your dream collaborator?
I would have loved to have collaborated with Amy Winehouse.
Oh, yeah.
That's not possible now, but I would have absolutely loved to. Obviously, Bob Marley goes without saying, and Dennis Brown. But in terms of living, I'd really love to collaborate with an artist called Tarish Riley, who's like my favourite artist, and an artist called Mortimer as well, who's got a really soulful tone in his voice.
So more artists than producers as such.
Yeah, and I'd love to work with Sage Todds as well.
Oh, Sage Todds, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I think he was on The Lice as well, wasn't he? I think I saw a clip of him on that as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, he didn't do it Lice. He did Gani Gumri.
Ah, okay. Might have been that. I do watch S4C sometimes.
Yeah, I do. I find it a good way, and I have the subtitles on to just try and collect some more words if I can.
Yeah, it's interesting. They have a program with like Welsh learners as well, don't they? They like going back to one of your previous. I'm terrible at this, jumping around. Like one of your previous points, they have like famous Welsh learners, don't they? There's a program on there as well. That's quite good.
Yeah,
I find.
Yeah, Iaith y Daith. I think it just shows people that it is possible to learn, and you just maybe have to step outside your comfort zone a little bit, but you can still do it.
Mm. I'm trying. is it like this is always a hard question because usually people have got loads of things on their playlist, but what's on your playlist at the moment? Maybe just three or four things, you know?
I'm definitely listening to Adjoa. She's got a song called Hidai, which I love. Adjoa's voice is amazing. Phenomenal. What else? Natanya is an artist I really love as well. And there's an artist called Savannah from Jamaica. And she's just dropped a song called Need Me, and I've just got that on replay. It's amazing.
Cool. So always just taking in different sounds and influences and stuff.
Yeah, I'm quite eclectic with the stuff I listen to. Obviously, I'm a reggae head, but I listen to lots of different things.
Yeah. I think a lot of us are like that these days. Different, you know, whatever. Doesn't really matter the genre. It's just whatever sort of floats your boat, really.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And have you got many more shows in Cardiff? Or?
Yeah, so we're putting together a few bits now. I know over the summer I'm going to be at lots of shows in Wales. That I said that I'm there for over the cross weekends. There'd be quite a few things going on there for me. And also the Earth I Steadford as well, and Tab Oil, which is going to be in Cardiff on June the 14th.
Nice. Is that the one in the castle? I think I've been to that before.
Yes.
That's excellent, that. It's got with the little stalls and everything.
Yeah, so it's quite big, and I think it grows every year. The audience was massive last year, so I'm thinking it's going to be bigger again this year, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's cool because it's like different stalls and different stages, and then little tents and stuff.
It's really cool. And they have lots of different choirs from school, so they get to perform, and different tents with different genres.
How do you find playing at Steadford? Because obviously, a few years ago, there was a bit of a controversy with Sage Todds about, you know, in terms of, how can I put this? Because he's a bilingual artist, they had a bit of problems with him, you know, rapping in both Welsh and English. I suppose in your case, because you're singing in, if you perform there or if you're there, you're singing it a Welsh song as well, it doesn't really matter, does it? It's just, you know, they're not going to have an issue with that.
Yeah, so obviously I've performed in Welsh and the songs I'm performing are in Welsh, but I just think it's definitely been a growth within the Welsh language and stuff now. So it's really positive to see.
Yeah. And I suppose there's two things to that, isn't it? It's like Welsh culture is important, but also people who bring people into the Welsh culture, such as yourself and Sage Todds, are important as well, you know? So it's.
Most definitely is important. And again, it goes back to representation. It's important to see people like Sage performing in Welsh and performing in general in Wales. So, yeah, it's definitely a positive to see him growing and evolving and pushing forward with the culture.
I suppose it's a conversation as well, isn't it? It's like anything, things change, don't they? The things evolve.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. As long as people are open to things, you know what I mean? It's cool. I understand, though. Obviously, the Eisteddfod is a Welsh language thing, so I kind of get it. I could see both sides of that one, but it's a tricky issue, isn't it? But as long as the conversation is there, and as long as people are like yourself and, you know, and different people are allowed, you know, are given a platform, then, you know, that's the main thing, isn't it? Like you said, representation.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, so thanks for joining me then. Where can people find you? You've got a website, haven't you? You're also on like socials and stuff.
Yep. So my website is literally aliciascott.com, and all the things are on there, or releases or show dates or social media pages at Alicia Sings. Yeah, you can find me in all of those. And obviously on all download and streaming sites, all my music is available right now.
Yeah. And I'd recommend your single and your album and everything. And because, you know, these days as an artist, isn't it? You need every little helps, like every few quid here and there helps, you know? It's a hard... It's hard to tour, isn't it? It's hard to sustain yourself if you don't have like something coming in. So
There's lots of outputs as an artist. I just like the idea of anyone listening to my music and getting joy from that.
Yeah, for sure. And I tell you what, we'll play out with a little bit of your new single. Could you introduce it?
Yeah, this is Alicia Scott, and this is Dod o'r Galon, produced by Pendub.
Thanks, Alicia, and till next time, ta-da!
Ta-da!
Bye!